It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Tim Weiland, Ian Geis, all here with me here in the studio, and now it's your chance to join us. If you would like to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on, whether you worked a short week this week because of the holiday, or you had to work extra time because of all those people who worked a short week because of the holiday, here's your chance to kick off your weekend in grand style by playing the Harris Challenge, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. Before we get to the challenge, I do have to mention one thing, and that is that they started the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain today. If you've heard me talk about this over the years, you know I root for the bulls.
Always.
I'm with you.
Because you know what happens to the bulls at the end of their run, chasing all those idiots in their white outfits with their red scarves around their waists? They're going to end up in a bullfighting ring, where more likely than not, they're going to be killed and then cut up and served as food.
But usually before that, before they kill them, they throw a bunch of spears
at
them.
That's what I'm saying. They die slowly.
Yes, all that stuff. They cut their ear off.
Great sport.
It's not a sport. It's not a sport. So I always root for the bulls. So I'm happy to say today several people were run over by the bulls, including two Americans, one of whom ended up in a Spanish hospital. And this is a phrase. Guys, you may want to cross your legs for this phrase, because this is a phrase that most men would agree with me. You never want to have used to describe you. One of the people run over by a bull today ended up with a 1.5-inch gash to his scrotum.
Oh. Yeah.
After being impaled by the horn of a raging bull.
A groinal goring.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that a gash in your scrotum, or are you just happy to see me?
Easy. I'm not happy at all. There's no happiness here.
Yeah. Wow. Instant vasectomy.
So when we play the Harris Challenge, you are going to answer some trivia questions, and you're going to try to win prizes, and they are some fabulous prizes today. Here to prove that now is this guy.
Yay! The prize
man! Right you are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also,
Last week Homer said Florissant, and I got an email from somebody. What happened to Cottleville?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
We also have movie tickets from our sponsor, the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville, where 7 days a week all summer long, actually 7 nights a week all summer long, they've got double bills of movies showing on each of their 2 screens. Tonight, screen one has Spider-Man Homecoming, which Max and I both recommended earlier in the show. And Transformers, The Last Night, that's on screen one. Screen two, Despicable Me 3, and Cars 3, which would make Despicable Cars 6 if you added them together. All that showing tonight and every night for the next week at the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville.
And if you get the clean sweep.
Oh, my goodness, what a prize package we have for you.
This is the Harris Challenge bonus prize.
Yes, it is.
The next person over 21 to get the clean sweep will win Hollywood Casino, the place for pre- and post-concert dining and entertainment throughout the summer. Now, you'll get 2 tickets to any summer concert at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, food and beverage credit for Hollywood Casino restaurants for the pre-show dining, shuttle service from Hollywood Casino to the amphitheater and back. There's free parking at the casino, and you'll get a one-night hotel stay at the Hollywood Casino St. Louis Hotel, which just had a $73 million renovation.
Pretty cool. You get all that if you get all the questions right in your category, but you don't have to do that to win. You just need to get at least half of the available points. There are 15 points in each category. You need 8 or better to win. And now let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Mike. How are you today?
Very good. How are you, Paul?
Good. For getting on the Harris Challenge, you get the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, which allows you to suck up to the boss or shout out to your friends or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement. What do you got?
No, I just want to say hi to my wife, Karen. She said I was going to get lucky tonight, and I think that only means another scoop of ice cream.
Been married a long time, have you, Mike?
41 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all that could mean then. Well, maybe she meant you're going to get lucky on the Harris Challenge and win something fabulous.
Okay.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer and see what you can choose from. Three categories that come spitting out here, led, of course, by our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? Or you can have category two, fictional spiders that aren't necessarily men. Or category three, the business page. What'll it be, Mike?
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what American city were more than 100 people shot over the July 4th weekend?
Pass.
Pass on that. Which governor's favorability rating dropped to 15% after a photo appeared of him with some friends on a beach that was closed to everyone else?
Christie.
Christie's right. At what Nazi concentration camp memorial did Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins make a selfie video that created a lot of backlash this week?
Nuremberg.
Auschwitz. What has been found in the blood of racing greyhounds in Florida causing a scandal? Is it steroids, cocaine, or methamphetamine?
Cocaine.
Correct. According to a new report, on which continent do people drink alcohol more than any other?
North America.
No, it's Europe. And what American city were more than 100 people shot over the July 4th weekend? Okay, just for future reference, anytime you hear a lot of people being killed in an American city, immediately say Chicago, because that's always going to be your answer.
I'll say Detroit.
Mike, you got yourself the 2 and the 4. Oh, that's only 6 points, which means you're below the winning threshold, which puts you into punishment territory. As you know, when you play the challenge and you don't win, I don't want to do this, but we're a federally licensed facility, and there's a federal law that mandates that I punish you. For the punishment music today, we celebrate the 77th birthday of one quarter of the greatest rock band in history. That, of course, would be the Beatles. His name is Richard Starkey, a.k.a. Ringo Starr, who was famous for singing lead on a few Beatles songs, including this one, once covered by Milton Berle.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed the sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. We all live in the yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
They always bring in the chorus to help
stop
out.
The engine.
Okay, we stopped it. Thank you. You know, it's funny. Milty's dead. Ringo's alive. Ringo's turning over in his grave.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. Mike, thank you very much for playing. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Good luck with the wife, Mike. Here's contestant number two. Hello, Ted.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm in the band.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, and we hope you've been here for all 20 years of this show. You want
to? I have.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you. You want to plug something?
Yeah, well, no, I just wanted to say thank you for being on the air. Well, not, well, maybe you, Paul, but at least Frank and the gang for at least 30 years, because as I was telling Dan, I can remember you guys on Kicks 104, so...
Oh, my goodness.
And, hopefully you guys have another 10 to 15 years. My son can listen to all your wonderful jokes, even though my wife doesn't like them and calls them a bunch of boner jokes.
That was my nickname in high school. Ted, here are your category choices. Fictional spiders that aren't necessarily men, the business page, or the new third category, It Happened in July.
Let's go with the business page.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which car company announced this week it'll be the first to stop making solely gas-powered cars and produce only electric or hybrid cars starting in 2019?
Volvo.
Correct. Which two TV shopping channels have agreed to merge in a $2.1 billion deal?
QVC and Home Shopping Network.
Correct. Which NHL team this week signed Connor David to an 8-year, $100 million deal, the fourth richest in league history? Is it the Edmonton Oilers, the New York Rangers, or the LA Kings?
the Oilers.
Correct. Which retailer was fined $3 million this week over ancient Iraqi artifacts smuggled from the Mideast and intentionally mislabeled?
Hobby Lobby.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep and the big prize. Which summer swimwear item, named after an island famous for atomic bomb tests, was invented 71 years ago this week?
Come on.
Oh, boy. Hiroshima.
The two-piece bikini. It was named after the Bikini Atoll. Invented by a Parisian automotive engineer named Louis Riard.
We were pulling for you.
Yeah, we were. We wanted you to win the big prize. But the good news for you, Ted, is you got the 1, 2, 3, and 4 for 10 points. So you get your choice of prizes from Dan, and he'll tell you about them in just a moment, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for playing. Have a great weekend. Here's contestant number 3. Hello, Chip.
Hey, guys. Happy 20th.
Thank you.
And I root for the Bulls, too, and I'm not too fond of Matadors, either.
No.
Yes. Right, yeah. Here, here.
We're completely on your side. Let's see what we have here, Chip. We've got fictional spiders that aren't necessarily men. It happened in July, or struck by lightning.
We'll do July.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What toy, which includes two knobs and a screen, was introduced by the Ohio Art Company in 1960?
A screen door?
It's a toy with two knobs and a screen.
Oh, crud, I don't know. Go ahead, Pat.
Okay. Who rode naked on horseback in July 1040 to get her husband to lower taxes on the people of Coventry, England?
Pocahontas?
Lady Godiva.
Who
did Cher file for divorce from in July 1975 after only 10 days of marriage?
Greg Allman.
Correct. Why was Chuck Berry sentenced to 4 months in prison in July 1979?
Was it the people incident?
No, it was filing a false tax return. Who became the first man elected president of the Russian Republic after the Soviet Union broke up in 1991?
I don't know, Putin.
It was Boris Yeltsin.
Well, darn it, I remember the guy with the map on his head.
No, that was Gorbachev.
Oh, darn it, I get him all mixed up.
Yeah, Yeltsin was the one with the built-in GPS.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
The toy with two knobs and a screen from the Ohio Art Company in July 1960 was the Etch-A-Sketch.
Oh, crap.
By the way, the Etch-A-Sketch, for 99% of its users, was good for one thing and one thing only. Stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Stairs. I was good at the stairs.
Have you ever seen somebody who created actual art on that and you looked at it and you said, that's impossible?
Oh, they're out there, though. You can find them.
Yes, they are. Well, Chip, you got yourself 3 points for Greg Allman, and that's all. So, unfortunately, I had to punish you as well. But it's not with Milton Berle. No.
Could I hear Greg Allman punishment music?
No, I don't have any for you today. I have another old vaudevillian comedian to do a Ringo Starr Beatles song.
What do you do when your love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How do you feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're all alone?
George Burns.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. Yes, I get high with a little help from my friend. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friend.
All right, that's enough of that.
What's in his cigar?
I think he was around before the word blunt was even invented.
Yeah, right.
Thanks a lot, guys. Good night, Gracie.
Chip, have a great weekend.
Nice,
thanks,
Jim,
for playing. Here's our fourth contestant. Hi, Jim.
How you doing? AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You want to suck up to anybody?
Oh, say hi to my wife, Andrea, and my boys, Zach and Alex.
All right. Two categories left. Fictional spiders that aren't necessarily men, or struck by lightning.
We'll do the lightning.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Jim, let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Tim Robbins escape from prison during a lightning storm?
Shawshank Redemption.
Correct. Which book and movie character had a lightning bolt on his forehead from when his parents were killed by the evil wizard Voldemort?
Harry Potter.
Correct. What comic book superhero with a lightning bolt on his chest did Billy Batson become when he shouted Shazam?
I'll pass on that.
In what movie did Bill Murray caddy for a clergyman who's hit by lightning?
Caddyshack.
Correct. What was the name of the scientist who harnesses the power of lightning to send Marty McFly back to the future?
Oh, hell. Dr.
Yes, he was a doctor.
Oh, I can't believe I can't get this election a million times. To go back to the other one, Shazam.
Dr. Emmett Brown. That's right.
Oh, hell.
You know, if I was allowed to give you a lifeline, I would have had Christopher Lloyd tell you the answer here.
There you go.
Oh, it's me.
Dr. Emmett Brown and Captain Marvel. Billy Batson becomes Captain Marvel after shouting Shazam. Let's see how you did here. Jim, you got the one and the two and the four. And oh, no, that's only
baby.
7 points. I'm going to give you a choice. Milty or Georgie?
Georgie.
Georgie.
Yeah, good choice.
You got it.
What do you see when you turn out the light? I can't tell, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. Yes, I get high with a little help from my friend. I'm going to try with a little help from my friend.
Okay. Wow. Did he do a little tiny Tim Quaver in there?
Yeah.
Everybody else heard that?
Yeah.
Okay. Jim, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. All right.
Here's our fifth and final contestant today. Hello, Luke.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You want to use your 5-second cheap plug opportunity?
Sure. I'll throw something out there. We just bought a new house and we sold our house, and we had good success with the Ryan Schakowsky team with Coldwell Banker Premier.
Did they kick back 1% to you?
No, they did not, but that's okay.
Well, you should have worked that out before you called today, Luke.
Yeah, probably.
But I hope you have a long run in your new house and never leaks in the basement like mine does.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
Luke, we have one category left, and it's yours. Fictional spiders that aren't necessarily men. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which member of the Addams Family had a pet spider named Homer?
Wednesday.
Correct. What 1990 movie whose title means fear of spiders did John Goodman appear in?
Arachnophobia.
Correct. In the book Charlotte's Web, what kind of animal does Charlotte the spider help save from being slaughtered?
A pig.
Correct. Which group was John Entwistle a member of when he wrote and sang Boris the Spider?
Pass.
5-pointer now. Who starred as Detective Alex Cross in the movie Along Came a Spider?
Samuel Jackson?
Morgan Freeman. Back to the 4-pointer. You need this for the win. Which group was John Entwistle a member of when he wrote and sang Boris the Spider?
The Who?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Oh, wait, it is the Who. It is the Who. You're correct, Luke. Congratulations.
There you go, Luke.
I thought we'd have to go to Christopher Lloyd for the answer on that one, but no, you knew it. Nice going. You're a winner. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you about your prizes. And that's the Harris Challenge.
John Entwistle, by the way, one of the greatest bass players that ever lived.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
what are you?
You're so prejudiced for bass players.
Oh, man, the guy was tremendous.
He's in the bass for bass players.
Right, I know.
Right. Tim. Yeah. Man.
That's the Harris Challenge for this week. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.